Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery. Always excited to be here for another Mind Shifting Monday. Thank you to all of you that are listening to the live show via Blog Talk Radio, as well as those of you that are listening by phone. And kudos to those of you that are listening to the replay. We know that everyone can't get on the live show, so still kudos to you for being, you know, so committed to your own personal growth and development, for sharing this and listening to this at your own leisure. For those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, also welcome to you. This show is for you. This show is just run by regular people that are looking to have extraordinary results in every area of their lives. So whether you're looking to have a shift in terms of your personal relationship, maybe professionally, financially, maybe there needs to be some tweaking in our spiritual life, health and wellness, any area of your life that you can think of and where you would need to have a mind shift, a paradigm shift, this is the show for you. We talk about everything across the board. I tell you, we have fun on here. We get serious sometimes. But more times than others, it's a lot of fun. So thank you for tuning in. If you are our friend on Facebook, awesome. If you're not our friend on Facebook, we encourage you to do so. Go to facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. We'd love to be your friend. Also, you can find us at MindShiftTalkRadio.com. Find out more about the show. Find out more about us. And you can also go ahead and connect with us there by hitting the Contact Us link. So we encourage you to go there, check out the replays for any shows you may have missed. So again, thank you for tuning in tonight. And without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring on my sister in success, the awesome, lovely, phenomenal Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. Hey, Sister Big Bones.
What it is, what it be, what it look like, Stacey.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you.
And a happy Mind Shift Monday to you as well. How are you tonight?
I am fantastic. It has been an awesome Monday. You know, I get a little tired towards the end of the day, like most people. I am human. Sometimes I forget that. But it has just been amazing. I started off the day on a positive note. You know, we talk about all the time, Monday is my favorite day of the week, and it truly is. So it was a very busy day for me. But I was able to get some good music going, and I got my little praise and worship on at work and had some fun kind of joking with other people, and it just made the day go by really quickly. And it was also a very productive day. So I'm good. Like, I'm at this place right now at the end of the day where I can say, okay, it's time to sit back, relax. I have my cup of tea and my favorite blanket, and I'm ready, you know, for Mind Shift Monday. So I'm in a great place right now. Great place.
Good. Glad to hear it. Hope you stay here for the rest of the week.
Yeah, let's hope I can get past Tuesday, right?
Yes. One day at a time.
Right. So what's going on with
one
you?
One day at a time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so moving on. How's your week been?
So you can have praise and worship at work, but I can't have praise and worship on the show.
All right. Well, you know, we're going to spare the listeners.
Hater. Just a hater, too. Today is Monday. I lost my wallet and misplaced my wallet and hid my wallet from myself a couple of weeks ago. And so I was going to get a new driver's license today, only to learn that in the entire state of Georgia, none of them little customer service center places that do your little renewal license things are open on Mondays.
Yeah, great. Was it just because this is a holiday week, maybe?
No, it's now Monday, not a one. The whole state of Georgia. The whole state.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. I just drive like everybody else do. I mean, I have a license. I just don't have it on me. And I have insurance. So, you know how many people uninsured in the state of Georgia?
Oh, I know. I'm an insurance professional. Trust me, I understand.
Exactly. You need to go to DMV with me tomorrow and pass out some. You know what? I'm going to swing by your place and get some cards, and I'm going to pass them out.
That'll work. You know, they sit there and say that attorneys chase ambulances and so forth. You know, I look for people with traffic citations and so forth for me to go ahead and push out my business cards and, you know, market my business and so forth. So, hey, got to do what we got to do, right? Got to make it happen. But anywho, so we're going to go ahead and move on. I think we're just, like, really relaxed right now, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing, but I am excited about tonight's show. And before we can discuss tonight's topic, we always like to go back and just do a quick recap of the previous week's show. Now, last week's show was amazing. It was so awesome. Received emails and text messages and Facebook comments about this show. Tons of great feedback about last week's guest. Her name is Miss LaChance Harrison Roberts. Professor was here, entrepreneur, you know, just talking about success and the millionaire mindset. And so I'm sure many people tuned in initially thinking it was all going to be about finances. However, it wasn't. She touched on various areas of your life, excuse me, and pretty much what we do with MindShift. You know, we're talking about every area. We want to have that balance. And that's what Ms. Roberts spoke about last week. She shared some phenomenal stuff. Like, I was just writing quote after quote after quote, you know, and then she really just went in where she discussed and broke down the four common characteristics of successful people. So if for some reason you missed that show last week, I truly encourage you to go back. Like I said, we had tons of great feedback about the show, just the comments that we're getting and the downloads. I checked the downloads again prior to this show, and the numbers are just going high, close to 1,000. So it was awesome for that to be the first week for us to see those kind of numbers. So awesome, awesome, awesome to Ms. Roberts. I know one thing that stood out for me was one thing she said, and it kind of stepped on my toes, but it was a great eye-opener when she said that, you know, nothing is accomplished by what we're going to do, but only by what we do. And I know I've been guilty of it, and many of us can relate to where we're always talking about what we're going to do. I'm going to get it done at this time. When I have this, it's always going, going, going. But at the end of the day, we look up and a week has passed, a month has passed, years have passed, and all the things that we said we were going to do still have not been done. Therefore, the goals that we want to accomplish still have not been accomplished. And so, you know, for me, that really stood out. And I remind myself, even when I'm going throughout my workday, you know, having a to-do list, planning my time out accordingly, that if I don't get these things done, everything that I plan to get done at the beginning of the day, if it's not done by the end of the day, then I really haven't accomplished anything. So that really stood out for me. I don't know, sis, what really, if there were any key takeaways for you from last week's show?
Yeah, the one about you can't do things differently until you see things differently. That's because one of the things is either, you know, you need to do things differently or do different things. And that just has really stood out. So for me, it's been a matter of just changing how I view things so that I can change my approach. One recently with my mother and the notion that she'll require 24-hour supervision and be wheelchair bound. And just kind of the initial kind of shock and devastation of it. But if I was to see it like that, then that's how I would approach it. But now from this point, it's just more so an adaptation. And the expectation that very well may not be the case. You know, that might not be the final word you continue to make progress. But just seeing it as just something we just have to adapt and change to adapt and overcome. So that's been it kind of for me. And so, like, when we were talking about Monday, this has been a really great Monday and being relaxed. Friday was my last day at work, and so this is, like, the first Monday, and I don't know how long I've not been overwhelmed and feeling anxiety about preparing for a staff call and having to sign 34-some-odd timesheets.
for people to get paid. So at first I was having anxiety over it last week, and now I'm like, it's wonderful. So, yeah, I think it's the same thing differently. Yeah, that's what stood out and what I've been trying to apply in the last week.
Right. And what a difference a week makes, right?
Say that.
Awesome. Well, again, you know, if you missed the show, we definitely encourage you guys to go back to mindshifttalkradio.com. Check out the replay. You can download it there. Also, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. You'd be able to listen to the show there. And make sure you're sharing these shows with friends and family members. I'm telling you guys, sometimes you listen to these shows and you're like, okay, it was good, but you never know how it's going to bless someone else. So I definitely encourage you to share that with someone else. But we're going to keep the ball rolling, and we want to stay consistent with this message. And it's interesting how this message rolled out. You know, we were planning for this week's show, and when you're doing radio and you're coming up with different topics, you know, there's so many different things, obviously, to talk about, especially in terms of the type of show that we have and the structure that we have. It's very laid back, but the premise of this show is to create paradigm shifts, and we do that by discussing pertinent topics that apply to everyone for the most part. And we also do it by being very transparent and sharing our own perspectives and experiences. And so we encourage you, when you come to the show, to come with an open mind and an open heart, because you may not necessarily agree with everything we have to say, but we encourage you that if you just hang out with us for the remainder of this show, you're going to have a healthy mind shift by the end of the hour. And so, you know, we were coming up with this week's topic, and it was interesting, you know, Sis, right before we went on air, when you made a comment about how last week we talked about the successful mindset and now we're talking about this negativity. And I didn't even really pay attention to the correlation like that when we were first discussing it. But I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And it just lines up with everything that's going on. I talked about Independence Day, and the title of tonight's show is Independence Day on Mindshift Talk Radio. So most people would think we're talking about the holiday, but really what we want to discuss tonight is talking about your independence and the freedom that you obtain by releasing negative thoughts and negative emotions, because truly they are chains. Negativity is a chain, and it binds you in so many different areas of your life. And so that's what our premise, our topic is going to be tonight. We're going to talk about getting your independence, reclaiming your freedom, and declaring your victories by releasing the negativity. And even last week's guest touched on this briefly when she talked about releasing negative emotions, and we talked about how even that release sometimes has to do with releasing certain people out of our lives. But tonight we're only going to touch on three main areas, because tonight's show is going to be a little bit shorter. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, feel free to call us at area code 347-989-0206. And for those of you that are just tuning in, thank you for joining us for Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. So, sis, I think we need to go ahead and get the ball rolling and get into tonight's topic, because, you know, we'll sit here and keep chatting and look up, it'll be an hour.
Well, let's go.
All right. So, as I said before, you know, when you're thinking about the negative mindset, now, many of us that are probably listening to the show are not new to the areas of personal development. I think all of us have been impacted in some way, shape, form, fashion, whether it's through church, whether it's through listening to coworkers at the workplace, maybe just having some casual time with friends. You know, we all touch on personal development at some time. When we talk about personal development, we have to keep in mind that we all have impact. We all have impact on each other, whether it's positive or negative. And so we need to be very mindful of the things we say. But in order for us to be mindful of the things we say, we first have to develop a sense of awareness and be mindful of the things that we're thinking of, because we already know that our actions and the words we speak are a reflection of our mindset. It's a reflection of our heart. And so when we're talking about this discussion tonight, I'll continue to challenge you and just encourage you to really look at yourself. Many of these topics are going to be somewhat uncomfortable for some people, because you're going to have to face yourself. You're going to have to confront yourself. You're going to have to be honest with yourself. And when you're talking about negativity, most people are in denial. And it was funny, because yesterday my pastor said something that was really interesting. He was like, people are just in denial about things. And he said, you know what denial stands for? And don't even know I'm lying. you know, and we just started cracking up because, you know, of course we know no is not spelled with an N, but my pastor has this very interesting sense of humor, but it makes sense at the end of the day. You can crack up laughing for 5 minutes, but what he says makes sense. But many times we lie to ourselves and we have this denial because we don't even want to be honest with ourselves. So it's very challenging for us to be honest with other people. When we're talking about this negative mindset, you know, again, it is a chain and it can hold you in different areas. When we're talking about growth and we're talking about development, we have to be willing to break the chains despite how comfortable it is. And I've said this before that many people can find comfort in very uncomfortable situations to others, meaning we can find comfort in the hurt. We can find comfort in rejection. We can find comfort in poverty. And it's unfortunate for those of us that are already having this mind shift, but for people that are still in that place, they don't even realize they're still in that place. And so when we look at first area, when we're talking about finances, you know, it's so easy to blame other people and the economy and the challenges we've had and the person that's walked out on us. It's so easy to point the finger when we're talking about finances. But let's be honest and let's be real. Despite where our economy is right now, despite what's going on with people losing jobs, and layoffs taking place and so forth, there are still many people that are thriving in this current economy. I'm sorry, did you say something?
Furloughs on the government side. Oh, furloughing people off.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. But then we also see that there's a growth. You know, there's many people that are growing, and there are some industries that are still growing. And so when we're talking about this negative mindset, we know that having a negative mindset will definitely affect your bank account. So how do we make that shift? What do we need to do differently? You know, personally, I would say the first step in breaking the chain over your finances is to recognize that it starts with you. And yes, you may say, well, it's not my choice to be out of work right now. I didn't choose to get laid off, and I didn't choose this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, we still cannot take on the role of victim. We cannot take on the victim mindset and mentality because that's not what mindshift is about. So we have to look at the situation, you know, and it's even, I think, sis, when I even think about this area, when we talk about finances, because, you know, you listen to songs about living in overflow and favor and abundance and so forth, you know, what can we do to break the chain in terms of looking at our situation differently? For example, you talked about the furloughs and people being let go and so forth. Why are we not able, I'm asking you this question just from your own perspective, why are we having such a challenging time with looking at what's going on in our lives in terms of where we are with employment and not recognizing the positives in it? Why are we having a challenging time not recognizing the blessing in what's taking place in our lives? For example, you just talked about your last day at work. For many people listening to this show, they're like, okay, she's out of work now, that's not good, that's bad. But for anyone that's your Facebook friend, we know that you were celebrating about leaving that position, you know. So why do you think people have a challenge in that area?
I think it's a poverty mentality. It's the whole what you see is what you get. So if all you see is deficit, then that's what you get. If all you see is lack, then that's what you get. I think that that whole overflow and abundance piece also about mindset because and how you look at it. Because maybe to us, when you are downsized or you're making less money or whatever else may happen, you're seeing lack. But to somebody else, they're seeing they wishing they had what we're lacking.
Exactly.
So, when people have to take pay cuts, I remember one position offered me a 63% pay cut, but there would be people that wanted what the pay cut was or what I would have been making it with the pay cut. So I think it's just a poverty mentality for one, and for two, us living beyond our means. I think we have what society feeds us, and it's more so it's a consumer society, and we buy into that. There was a time when people who had mortgages were looked down upon. It's like, oh, you have a mortgage. It was a shame, a disgrace before God even that you had mortgage. And even the Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but to love him. but yet we take our mortgages, and even don't even get me started about churches and mortgages. But anyway, but I think it's just the mentality, and I think again it's that whole mind shift, the whole having to change your thinking. I think if we went back to kind of a simpler times, kind of to where you paid things for cash with cash, and you didn't take out loans and mortgages and get credit cards. You didn't overextend yourself and live beyond your means. You didn't buy what you could buy because you could afford it. It was more so need. I think we wouldn't be in a situation we were with the whole mortgage crisis, where we blamed other people instead of blaming ourselves, or we blamed the banks instead of blaming ourselves when it was really us that made the decision. So, yeah, it's a whole poverty mentality and kind of how we see things. That's what I think.
And I like the part that, you know, something that you said in terms of living beyond our means, because, again, this goes to a place where we play that victim role and we sit there and blame everything else for the reason why we're struggling financially, when we do play a part in that. And that is a poverty mindset, and that is a negative mindset in terms of the area of finances, when you don't learn how to be a good steward or steward over what you do have, whether it's a small amount or a large amount. You know, I think there's a great need for many of us to learn how to be good stewards and how to manage our money and our finances. And fortunately, you're starting to see more free resources available to people, whether the churches are having workshops, you know, nonprofit groups are having workshops. You can go online and get information about how to manage your funds for free, you know, and many people have this twisted mindset that, okay, well, I don't have enough to manage. I don't have enough to budget. If you have a dollar, you can budget a dollar.
But that's, again, that's that poverty mentality. I don't have enough.
Right.
Really?
Right. Speaking in lack, right? Talking about what you don't have, and what about what you do have? So definitely we know that we have to break those chains over our finances. And also, I was talking to a friend of mine before the show earlier today, and she was talking about just the great revelation she had from a tithing class at church, and talking about how it changed her perception, her mindset, to where she is more inclined to give now. And she knows that the more she gives, the more she receives. And, you know, that ties into our finances, but it also ties to a spiritual awareness as well, you know, a spiritual peace. But, again, I think, you know, we don't have enough time to go into that, and we probably bring, like, a Billy Miller or one of our Christian teachers on the show to really talk about the power of tithing and giving. But I think the simple message there is that, again, it's a change in the mindset. There has to be this shift there to where it's not about your hand being out to receive, but your hand is extended out to give to others, and that would change it as well. And then when we talked about breaking the chains over health, and we talked about how the negative mindset affects health, I don't think we have to spend a lot of time here because, you know, we'll talk about it briefly. I don't think we have to spend a lot of time, but we know for a fact, you know, that a negative mindset can attract illness and disease to the body. Now, of course, someone will say, well, what about, you know, my neighbor down the street? She's always been a great, happy, peppy person, and now she's suffering, you know, from some type of illness. I honestly believe, and I really gained this belief after reading As a Man Thinketh by James Allen several years ago, about how negative thinking can have somewhat of a residual effect. And I think the same way that illnesses can be reversed by positive thinking, same way we can prevent that from happening in the first place. We can prevent the onset of many diseases. I mean, just even the poverty thinking, like you said, I consider that to be an illness. The poverty mindset is an illness. That's negative in itself. But we see that having a negative mindset does not improve your health in any way, but clearly it can deteriorate your health. Right? How many people do you know that you look at? I always say, look at people, and he talks about this in the book. When you look at people and how they age, you can tell a person that has a soft heart and a sweet spirit and a positive attitude by the way they age. Although the person becomes more mature, quote unquote mature, there's still this peace when you look in their disposition, when you look at their face and so forth. And then you look at some people who are just like, we call them miserable old biddies. You know, they just have this mean look, and they're just mad at the world. And you're like, what is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? And then you ask them their age, and they're only 45, you know. It's like, what is wrong with this person? But again, you know, I'm just being funny about it, but in terms of your physical health, you know, holding on to negative emotions, holding on to hurt, holding on to resentment, it eats away at you, and it plays out in so many different ways. And so we need to be more mindful of that as well. I definitely encourage you, if you're having some ailments and some illnesses coming up and the doctors can't explain why this is happening, or you're having some aches and pains and you go to the doctor and they're like, we don't see anything wrong with you, then you may need to examine your mind. You know, well, I'll let you go ahead, sis. What do you have to say in terms of the area of health before I share something else?
I think it's, again, it's your whole mindset. I one of the things was about how people that receive aid for families with dependent children or food stamps or EBT, whatever they call it these days, but
the green
how
card.
It depends on what state you're in, but how they use the and I was talking about how you don't find certain stores in certain neighborhoods. Like, I can't tell you the last time I might have seen a Kroger or a Publix in what might be considered the hood. But what you do find are maybe your lower end stores, or maybe a food mart. I mean, not even a national chain per se, but a convenience store that might sell some type of groceries. But it's about the choices you make. Well, I can't afford to buy organic food, or I can't afford to buy healthy food. You know how far I can get on poke and beans and rice or ramen noodles or something like that? Yeah, but either you're going to pay for it now or you're going to pay for it later.
Right.
Because of high sodium content and the sugar, what causes diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you're going to pay for it on one end or the other. Is it that you can't pay for it, you can't afford it, or it's not in your budget? Because then I look to see, especially in that same demographic, your kids or folks rocking the latest gear, got the latest entertainment stuff, your hair always laid like just fried out and laid to the side, or jewelry, you got a new whip, a nice whip, like, It's just, again, your priorities and your mindset when it becomes important. And I'm telling you, I'm one of them. I don't walk. I was walking and drinking water and at one point in time, and especially here with Mama, I think I'm stopping at all the restaurants I can stop at. get something to eat. But again, that whole mindset. It's like, you know, definitely. I can't afford to live, and I can't afford to die, so I need to do something.
Right. Well, you know, like there's, I think it was Scott Hamilton that said it before, like the only disability in life is a bad attitude. So even when you think about your health, it starts with your attitude, and that's really what he was talking about. But, all right, we're going to go ahead and move on from health because we got some more stuff. And, of course, we're talking about how, you know, the negative mindset affects you in these different areas, but then we do want to spend some time talking about things we can do to overcome that negative mindset. But the third area that we want to talk about is how negativity affects your relationships. Now, we know it affects both your personal and your professional relationships. Think about what happens at the workplace when you start your day off and going to work with a negative attitude. You normally attract a whole bunch of negativity. Things don't go wrong. The printer gets jammed up. Your phone line is messing up. Your computer's going slow. Wi-Fi is not working. And it's like everything, like one thing after the other. It's just like this spiral, all because you started off by waking up on the wrong side of the bed. And we need to be aware of that as well. I remember being in one organization where there was a training we went through, a customer service training, and it was talking about your mood elevator and checking where you are on this elevator when you first start your day. And throughout the day, you see where you are on this elevator. So if you're at a 1, you're at the bottom level, not very good. If you're up at a 5, you're really good, and you assess where you are. And you have to check yourself throughout the day. And one thing I do is I pay attention to how I feel. I pay attention to my heart beating. Am I starting to sweat for no reason? Is my stomach in knots? You pay attention to these physical signs that tell you your body is under stress. if my body is under stress and I know the only way for me to get my body back right in a situation like this is to change my mind. So what am I going to do at this point? I'm going to reprogram my mind. I'm going to sometimes fool myself and fake it till I make it if I have to. But I think we fail to pay attention to the warning signs that we have. And your body will tell you when things are out of whack. That gut will tell you when things are out of whack. So when you're dealing with your relationships and you're looking at the workplace, for example, and you're wondering why you're having a challenge as a manager motivating your team, why are you having a challenge creating synergy within your organization, within the groups that you manage? Why are you have a challenge encouraging people and developing other people and increasing and boosting morale in your group? Why is that? We have to look back at the leader. Also, you're talking about your personal relationships. Let's just be honest. If you have a rough day at work and you come home with the attitude, no one else is going to be happy. No one's going to be excited to see you walk through the door when you have this dark cloud hovering over your head. So we know that negativity is going to affect personal relationships as well. Another area where it affects your personal relationships is when one person, talking about relationships now, I'm talking about personal relationships, one-on-one, one person starts to experience a mind shift. So if you've seen it, one person starts to grow, the other person refuses to do so. Now, this can happen with your mate. This can happen with a family member. It can be with your parents, your siblings. It could even be with your best friend. But when we don't grow on the same level, there's a shift that takes place. Again, it may not feel like a positive and healthy shift, but the shift is going to take place regardless. All we can do is manage our part. We can only take responsibility for the part that we play in these relationships, in these interpersonal relationships. And again, it's going to go back to the mindset. So we're going to talk about, again, we're going to talk about some things that we can do to create the mind shift. But for those of you that are just tuning in, thank you for listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sista, Big Bones Warren. And we're just talking about independence this day. It's a holiday week, but we're just talking about the independence and the freedom that we get from breaking out of this negative mindset and truly getting to a place where we can claim our own victory in these main three areas that we're discussing, our finances, our health, and our relationships. So the question is, for those that are listening, saying, okay, well, you talked about how it's just ruining me in so many different areas. What do I need to do to overcome this negative mindset? Now, I'll start. I know, sis, you have some things you're going to share as well. I will say, first and foremost, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses for why you can't change. Stop making excuses for why you're not receiving the results you would like to receive. Stop making excuses for not accomplishing your goals. Again, I said the thing that stood out to me the most last week was when Ms. Roberts talked about things not being accomplished by what you're going to do. I have to stop making excuses saying there wasn't enough time in the day. I had to run my son to karate practice. I didn't have time to make dinner. So many excuses, you know. And so that's the first step. If you're new to personal development, there's no reason to say, well, this is new to me, it's a new concept, or I don't know where to go, I don't know where to get resources. That's nonsense. You know, we're starting here, and we commend you, and we say it all the time, kudos to you for being here with us. But there's many of us that listen to these shows, and we go to the seminars, and we do the couples counseling thing, and we go through the workbooks, and we talk in the group therapy. But when it comes down to action, to really taking that step, you know, we freeze up, we tense up, we have one foot in the door, one foot out. So we have to stop making excuses. And again, we have to be proactive. We can no longer afford to play this passive role in terms of the shift that needs to take place. There has to be a point at some time where you're going to get tired of your circumstances. You're going to get tired of struggling from paycheck to paycheck. You're going to get tired of every relationship ending for the same reasons because you're the common denominator. You're going to get tired of having these aches and pains that the doctors cannot excuse. When are you going to stop making excuses? Sis, you just said it yourself. You called yourself out. I'm glad you said something so I don't have to poke at you later after we get off of this show. But you said it. At one point, you were walking and drinking water. What happened? And fortunately, I can say this. Now, I can't commend you for this. You didn't make any excuses for it. You're just not doing it, you know, at the end of the day. But many people will have excuses. Oh, it's too hot. It's just so many reasons why. So stop making excuses. That's the first thing I would say when it comes to overcoming this negative mindset. When it comes time for you to be able to get the results you want, you're first going to have to just stop making excuses. What would be another thing that you would say, Sif, would be number two?
Besides making excuses?
Yes.
Well, I would just kind of understand, just know you. I think the pieces, you have to know you first in order, before you can find out what's going to work and what your best approach is. You've got to know you. You've got to understand, you know, what's at the root of why you're doing what you're doing, or thinking how you're thinking, or not doing what you're doing, or not thinking how you should be thinking. You just really got to know you, right? They talk about that whole do you, boo. Like, you have to know you in order to be able
to
do you. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
And then I would say that when you know yourself, then you can kind of align yourself or identify people who are somewhat like you or like how you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or that have used an approach similar to one that you think will work for you. Like for me, that's what I had to do in terms of my finances. And in terms of my just eating and health in general, I had to look at kind of what worked for me. I knew what I wasn't going to do. I can tell you whatever thousands of dollars I've wasted on gym memberships, that wasn't going to happen.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to go lift weights. That ain't going to happen. No major exercise routine. Mm-mm. You know, but I had to look at myself and be honest. Like, I didn't put this on overnight. It took time, so it's going to take time for me to work it off.
Exactly, definitely. But you're right. You have to surround yourself with positive people. And I like how you said, you know, people that are where you want to be and are like what you'd like to be like, because sometimes starting out, you're not in the greatest place. You're not in the happiest place. But there's still a way for you to surround yourself with positive people. I know, again, Ms. Roberts talked about this last week, about when she was talking about the release of emotions. She talked about the release of people, unhealthy and toxic relationships that we have to separate ourselves from. Again, it gets uncomfortable because we can get comfortable in chaos and mess sometimes. But you'll start to feel uncomfortable when it's time for that shift. And so we have to surround ourselves with people that encourage us through this process. They may not even be people necessarily where we want to be yet, but they encourage us and they can already see us being there. They can see us across the finish line when we're not even there yet. It's fine to have those people in your circle as well. You know, and you want to make sure that you're being very mindful and careful about the people that you're allowing to speak into your life. We can't take everyone's thoughts and opinions and make them our fact and our reality. You know, we have to be very careful and we have to wear filters on our ears when we're listening to the things that people are saying, because a lot of times we're going through this process and we're saying, okay, I'm reading positive things and I'm going to do better now. And then you just run into that one person that you hold dear to your heart, could be your best friend, family member, whomever, and they say something negative and it just shifts and defeats everything you've been working so hard to build and to create. And, you know, I'm always sharing quotes because I'm reading stuff and I'm big on affirmations and post-it notes and so forth. But even Gandhi said it, you know, he said that I'm not going to let anyone just walk through my mind with dirty feet. So I'm going to be careful about who I allow to come into my circle. I'm going to be very careful about who I allow to speak into my life. If your feet are dirty and filthy and jacked up, you have no place in my mind. You know, so again, be a little, I guess, a little snooty patootie about it, you know, but it's your mind, it's your life, it's your results. You know what the outcome should be for you. So you have to be very protective of that. Another thing you're going to do is you're going to help someone else. If you help someone else by focusing on the need of someone else, it helps you to shift that focus and distract you from your own negative thoughts and your own negative experiences and your challenges and your struggles that you're going through. I think it's been one of the best things that has helped me is to be able to just focus on my attention on someone else. And when you do that, when you look at someone else's issues, whether you want to go ahead and volunteer and take part in a charity, whatever it may be, you'll realize at the end of the day, the challenges that you have are not as bad as what someone else may be dealing with. You know, it's kind of like, okay, let me weigh my options. Will I take you know, the lesser of these two evils. So I want to sit there and struggle with this when someone else is struggling with that. So it makes you look at things a little differently. So I would say switch your focus, change your focus, and focus on helping someone else through their needs. It'll help you realize that your challenges are not as bad as you initially thought they were. And then we'll share another one, so we have time for one more. What's another one you would say?
Make a plan. Plan your work and work your plan.
Okay. What do you mean?
Just determine what it is you're going to do. Like for me, again, with the health piece, it's my W's that has worked for me. It's the walking. It's the water. It's the watching what I eat and when I eat and why I eat it. And with whom I'm eating and where I'm eating. So it was all these W's. And so, you know, I had to have a plan. Like, okay, I have to put a bottle of water in the freezer at night before I go to bed and remember to take it out in the morning on the way of getting ready and drinking it on the way into the office and at the office. Like, I had to have a plan. And to work the plan. And stick with the plan. So I would say plan your work and work your plan. If it's making a schedule for whatever it is you want to do, give yourself a timeline or putting it on a calendar, whatever it takes, plan your work and work your plan.
Definitely. And I think the final one that I will share is something more practical for most people. For most people listening to the show, they probably found out about it on Blog Talk or on Facebook or Twitter or someplace else that we were advertising. So obviously, we're taking advantage of social media. I would say take advantage of the resources you have in communities like Facebook and LinkedIn and so forth, and connect with people in circles that you want to be in. Find those groups that are positive. There's groups on Facebook that talk about mindset, success consciousness. There's professional groups. Of course, we know you go into LinkedIn and you can join groups and join networks of people. Go to meetup.com. Start attending different meetings and networking events that are free. So if you're talking about, well, I can't afford to do all this kind of stuff, then that's fine. There's several free events you can go to and start to build relationships. Again, we talked about this at the beginning of the show, that many times when we experience this shift, it's going to be uncomfortable. You are literally going to have to step outside of your box. You're going to have to put your big girl panties on and step out of your comfort zone. And so you're going to do some things that are not necessarily comfortable and normal for you. But if you want it bad enough, you're going to stop making the excuses and you're going to do it. And so we sit here sometimes and we baby ourselves and we're real soft with ourselves, but at some point, something's got to give. If you want these circumstances to change, something's got to give. If I want to lose these final 10 pounds, something's got to give. If I want to make a certain amount of money by the end of the year, something's got to give, and usually that something is going to be you. You've got to give. So we encourage you, you know, to get started now. Whether you're starting off tonight just saying, you know what, I'm going to start journaling and taking things out of my head and putting it on paper, you never know. The things that you write could be a blessing to someone else. Maybe you want to keep a gratitude journal and just write three things every night before you go to bed that you're thankful for. That's going to help you create the mind shift. Do whatever is comfortable for you, but the main thing is just to do. So we encourage you guys, we thank you guys first for being here with us, and we encourage you to make sure that you're with us every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific for Mind Shift. Next week we will have another guest on the show. So you guys want to make sure that you're plugged in. Connect with us at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. Sister Big Bones, it was great being here with you again, Mamacita.
It was my pleasure as always, sis.
Yes, indeed. And so make sure that you're here again, like I said, next week, because we're going to have another phenomenal guest. And, guys, we have some fun topics. We're going to do some more relationship discussions. We have some round tables. We've got some guys in place, some ladies in place. It is going to be off the chain on Mindshift Talk Radio. So you're going to hear some battle of the sexes and so forth. Make sure you're here on Mindshift Talk Radio for the month of July. But as always, we wish you guys another amazing, blessed, and phenomenal week, and we hope to see you soon. You guys be blessed. Take care. Good night.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.